This meeting will come to order. At the table is Ms. Kilpatrick, Mr. Sheldon, Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier, Mr. Weiner, Mr. Street, Mr. Tackett, and I'm the President of Council, Karen Hartley-Nagel, and taking meeting minutes is Nikai Taylor. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the June 27, 27 meeting and the September 12, 2017 meeting?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. The first item on the agenda, number four, is Ordinance 17091 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service row office employees and to revise upgrade the position title for Recorder of Deeds Office Administrator to include the duties of the Recorder of Deeds Information Coordinator and to delete the title of Recorder of Deeds Information Coordinator. And here we have Mike Kozakowski, if you can speak to this.
Well, good afternoon, council members, staff, and Newcastle County citizens. Well, my pleasure to come in front of you today to discuss the many changes that we're making in your Recorder of Deeds office. You know how much I like to promote from within, but of course we make sure that we definitely utilize the policies of Newcastle County government when we look at doing the interview process and as far as evaluate the candidates that are looking to fill a specific job description. And the job description that was vacated by a very good office administrator and the wife to your communications director, Renee Boyle, retired last year. So it took us approximately 8.5 months before we were able to fill that position. But we promoted from within. The position that we created about a year and a half ago, that ROD information coordinator position, she was a deputy two. Lisa Shellum, who filled that position, was a deputy two. We amended that job description to ROD information coordinator from a pay grade 21 to a pay grade 23. And of course, since she was the top candidate and she was also our ROD information coordinator, it just made common sense for us to go ahead and incorporate those various tasks of the ROD information coordinator into the ROD office administrator. And then revert that job description that we're eliminating back to a deputy two position. So with that being said, we're looking at going from a pay grade 23 down to a pay grade 21. And of course, which I mentioned back in April at our budget hearing, that one of the things that we had in our budget was when we were ready to implement, beginning those stages, to implement the software upgrades, add the DDoC type, and also the additional tasks and responsibilities that we're placing on the ROD office administrators, I wanted to go ahead and give them a bump in pay grade. And that was included in the FY 2018 budget. So that is pretty much where we are with the ordinances in front of you. I also handed out status reports on the documents recorded by our CICs, our common interest communities. And you can see, and that should be the one in bold at the very top, common interest communities. If you can see FY18 totals, that's only for 3 months. And the amount of documents recorded were 17,771. In our loss in revenue was $3,185. But when you compare from September the 6th to the end of June of 2017, the amount of documents recorded from that period of time was 58,079 for a total of $7,605. So what that tells me is that the Ombudsman for the state of Delaware, who is the mediator for the CICs and also to inform and educate the common interest communities about not only the outline requirements and protocol according to the code, but also how important it is for them to record their governing documents. And one of the things that I've been working on with the Honest Busman and our Delaware Bar Association is actually putting clear and concise examples online. It's going to be on the Recorder Thieves website, and it's also going to be on the Ombudsman's website, of documents that they can review, and they'll be sanitized. There won't be any names or any information, but I have the Delaware Bar and the Ombudsman, before they get posted, and also our Office of Law Attorney, Wilson Davis, reviewing them, and I'm hoping to have them posted by the end of October. So we're moving in that direction. Senate Bill 32, which passed and was signed by the governor on August the 30th, that's where the lending institution, we're making it mandatory that they record any change of notice of address as a miscellaneous document in the Recorder Thieves office. But after my senior staff and I reviewed the actual legislation, there was some ambiguity that needed to be addressed. And of course, the way my senior staff read it was that it looked like that the lending institutions, for every mortgage they held, would have to record a document. So that was not our intent. So I contacted the Delaware Bar. I spoke with the Secretary of the Senate, Bernard Brady, and he has a state attorney actually working on it right now. So we're looking at amending that legislation when session meets in January.
Yes, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. So, Mike, recording the change of address on the miscellaneous docket for purposes of service of process is what you want to narrowly focus.
Exactly. We just want them to record one document when they change their address. So when the attorneys are trying, especially for sheriff sales or we get to a foreclosure process, this way they can, if they don't have the contact information, I mean, really can't, there's no penalty in the legislation. So even though the word must was used to record their documents, now it's just a matter of informing and educating the lending institutions that this is Delaware law once that does take place. So instead of moving forward with the legislation that just passed, we're holding off until it's amended.
Okay. Thank you.
And of course, the last document you have is something that I think is would be of interest to all of you, is our current status on our technology funds. The Newcastle County or Newcastle County Fund and the Recorder of Deeds. And you can see, we have currently $163,300 in the Newcastle County Fund and $329,060 in the Recorder of Deeds. And since July 1st of 2005, since its inception, we've generated $1,398,485 in the funds.
Thank you very much. And
you're welcome. Any questions?
Questions, Mr. Cartier.
Refresh for my memory how the common interest communities is defined by state laws. This maintenance corps and civics.
Yeah, we included civic associations because that's the next thing we're working on, is actually working with the Delaware Bar and the Ombudsman to amend the Delaware Code to add civic associations to the requirements. This way, you have uniformity.
Yeah, I think that would be really helpful too for them.
So I'm hoping to have legislation penned for the next session. Work on that. And then, of course, last but not least, would be the 360 action plan of the CICs. And that is, once we have the software upgrades, we're getting ready to begin working with our IS director, along with my vendor and my senior staff, to put together our software upgrades that council approved last October using the technology fund money from the ROD. We're going to begin that in the first quarter of 2018. And once that's completed, we're going to be able to start building the HOA portal, which will be offering all of the governing documents for free.
Thank you.
Which you also passed last year.
Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Any comments from the public? Thank you, Mr. Kozakowski.
Thank you for giving me the
presentation.
Thank you, Madam President.
Moving on to agenda item number five, R17203, to amend the class specification for clerk of council, introduced by Ms. Kilpatrick and Mr. Sheldon. And I understand, Mr. Sheldon, you're going to brief us on this.
Okay. We were asked in the personnel committee to come up with the correct job classifications and what the clerk of council has added on since the last time that this was updated. And this is what we came up with. Betsy did the work, actually. But the general statements of duties was perform management, financial, and supervisory work. The only new thing that's been added in the last 10 years is financial. This was also done in distinguished features as financial supervisory duties. The other is maintain the council meeting schedule, serves as FOIA coordinator, prepares purchase orders for council through the tier systems, and has all the expenditures for council, as well as the county auditor. Reviews, processes all grant awards by council members, maintains records, follow-up reports, and submits the text amendments electronically. The other ways is also scanning resolutions from the council reporting. And basically the other thing was coordinates the student government day, the ceremonies, tree lighting ceremony, budget address, any other events deemed necessary by council. And one other thing was, that was the only things that were added. Also puts in here, supervisors, assures the deputy clerk, and takes care of the payroll, vacation, and attendance, and staff and members to be maintained. So those are the things. Everything else is the same since Betsy started. Just it's a working, as they say, a working document. So that's what's going to be said tonight and voted on and hopefully passed.
Any questions or comments for members of council?
And I want to talk afterwards, before we go into executive session, about this subject.
Okay. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. A point consistent with case law from Supreme Court of the United States. The tree lighting, if we have one, should be non-denominational for all the three holidays, or if there are more as well at that point in time.
It is. A quick comment, Mr. Haven't we done that in the past?
Yes.
I think
yes.
You addressed it in on the executive side too, if memory
yes.
serves.
Yeah, just to make sure that it's in the description as well. I didn't know.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other questions or comments from members of council?
I guess I could put it under this. I have a question for the county attorney. In the last personnel committee meeting, we had this to be, the job was to be posted, and we voted on this by 8 a.m. October 10th, and then going for 2 weeks. Apparently, we're not allowed to do this until we vote on this tonight, or can we post this at 4 o'clock after we talk about it?
No, that's the Mike Migliori, council to council. It needs to be approved by this body.
Okay, so after 7, it can be posted?
Yes.
Or yeah.
So
we get this done?
Yeah, assume it's approved, yes, then it can.
Yeah. All right, because the other one note that I wanted to put up there was we can actually move amongst the personnel, the people that were here, and there was 12 of us, wanted to expedite this approval process. And if we can put this in, the old one was said that would date originally we would interview from November 7th to the 13th. And if nobody has a problem, if this closes October 24th, in which we have and a motion was made, we could actually start conducting the interviews October 25th to October 27th. Because that way we can move it up, because the other motion was on here was, and this has been done by Mr. Street, is the two co-chairs of personnel and with the consultant review, and we would bring back the top three candidates. If we could have this interview process the 25th through the 27th and come back to council on the week of October 3rd to November 3rd, October 30th to November 3rd, we could at least bring back the top three and then let council start their entire process.
Yes, Mr. Smiley.
Motion to amend the interview timetable, provided the outside party that is to assist is available.
Second.
I guess I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
The motion is passed.
Thank you.
Next order of business.
Okay, any other comments, Mr. Sheldon?
No, I'm good.
Okay, any other questions or comments from council? Hearing done, moving on to agenda number 6. We will now be going into executive session regarding the matter.
Item 6 is your matter.
Right. We're going to move on past that. Yeah, we're just going to continue that one. And then I'm just checking to see, do you want to announce? I didn't have a copy of it. What you had put there on the agenda. I know it was put out there a couple hours ago.
Item 7
okay.
was put out within the time frame.
I have a question.
Councilman Smiley.
Are you withdrawing number 6 for this meeting?
No, I'm
going to... Or are we going out of order?
We're going to go out of order. Seven. I had the flu this past week, so I was not able to work on this like I would have liked.
So my question is, are you prepared to do it today?
We're not going to do it.
So you're withdrawing it from this committee?
From this meeting.
That's
from
what
this
I'm
meeting, yes.
Okay.
And next, item number 7. And I don't have that in front of me.
Item 7, we need to, it's an email I sent to you, attached to the email I sent last night to all the council. We need to have a motion on the floor to go into an executive session.
Okay, motion to go into executive session. All in favor?
Point of information. What is the purpose of going to executive session?
Motion to go into executive session for purposes of having legal discussion regarding an opinion of the Office of the Attorney General.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Has no enforcement authority under law or council rules to compel a fellow council member to do anything, including comply with a FOIA request. In reading the Office of the Attorney General of the State of Delaware's Attorney General Opinion Number 17-IB51, dated October 9, 2017, it's clear that this council, as a body, has been found in violation of FOIA. With that in mind, on behalf of council, I make a motion that the council president comply with this order and work with whoever she needs to provide the information requested by the Attorney General's office for Ms. Amy Cherry and the FOIA request within the 10-day time frame allotted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Not voting? The motion's passed. Is there does anyone from the public wish to address council?
We're under other.
I just... information. I would just like to note that there are 9 members of council, a quorum around the table.
Mr. Smiley.
Okay, under other?
J Street has it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'll yield to you. Sorry.
You just passed a motion.
Right.
What's the directive to council of council if the president does not comply with that action that we just made?
I didn't clean that. I'm assuming that under law there's a direct process that he has to follow. Could be a big assumption, or yes, the AG's office.
Mike McGregor, Council of Council.
I would assume he would inform them of our action.
I think we need a response by the end of this week to determine what our next steps are going to be. And if we don't have a response, a substantive one, then we need to decide what's going to happen, because that leaves us with, I think it is 8 days total, 5 business days, 6 business days, because Monday, October 23rd is the deadline to respond.
Council has provided you with the only response that we have authority to give, and that should be part of whatever response you make to the Attorney General's office.
I agree.
I think it should be communicated that council has taken this action. It's not, I don't want the AG to think that since they said council is in violation, that council is just ignoring the opinion and what the opinion requires. So I think it should be made, communicated with the AG's office that council has taken an action and we took action immediately. It's the first opportunity we had to take action and we took it. So I don't want the AG's office to think that we're just waiting around for delaying for whatever reason, that they should know that we have taken this action.
Yeah, in addition to, it was council that did not answer in a timely manner. And it was also council that did a blanket denial. There were certain emails that were in the record, you know, on council's record in their possession. That was not me. That was council. And Mr. Migliore, that is something that you oversee. So I hope in the future we make a strong effort to answer the FOIAs in a timely manner.
Mike Migliore, the opinion speaks for itself. The focus is on council president and is not on anyone further. So I think the opinion speaks for itself on that point.
Mr. Tackett.
Just a pointed question to Betsy. Have we ever missed a FOIA deadline before? At least in the relatively recent past?
Most FOIAs in the last couple of years have simply been informational, other than the Wasserbach KSBCA, if you remember that situation. That was a bit of a mess. But anything prior to that, if somebody sends a FOIA, it's usually done within a day. It's informational.
So is what I'm hearing that the FOIAs that were done for me, I'm the only one that they weren't done in a timely manner?
I'm saying that it was difficult to get an answer on yours. Your email was not working, Council President, so I can't email you. I contacted you by phone several times to answer that.
And I answered the phone. I answered the phone almost every time. So.
But you told me that you had to check with.
It took a couple hours.
That's not what I recall.
Point of information, Clerk of Council, could you finish your sentence? What did Council President say?
The Council President said that she was going to check with her attorney, and that you wanted to check to see what practices were out there, and that to your knowledge, no one gives up their private email. That was like one of the preliminary conversations we had. So I had to wait for you to contact your attorney and come back with an answer, which is what I did, and I waited, and I talked to you several times, but I don't have an email. I don't have a paper trail of that because it wasn't emailing when I was calling you, so I can't provide what days that I spoke to the council president.
Are there any other questions or council?
Under other, because as far as I'm concerned, we resolved that issue, and you now have an opportunity to set it right. I realize this is redundant, but it's going to be redundant until it gets resolved. At the August 29, 2017 Administrative Finance Committee meeting, Council President, you advised Council and the public that you would be providing documentation to support your July 25, 2017 public accusation that I had sent you email chains with nasty messages. Are you prepared to present that information today?
Mr. Smiley, this is harassment.
And are you prepared to present the information?
And I have put in a FOIA request, and I am waiting on it.
So the answer is no.
As you've been told.
So the answer is no.
That's the answer. Moving on.
Point of information. Question. Council President, Council Clerk of Council, did you receive this FOIA request?
Yes. It's under review.
The FOIA request for harassing emails from. Allegedly from
the FOIA request is for all emails of Councilman Smiley
and they were back there available for review and have been.
Did you receive a FOIA request from Council President as she just described?
Yes, for all of Councilman Smiley's emails for 1 month. All emails. Mm-hmm. It's under review.
Thank you. To the world. Which I'm willing.
Ms. Kilpatrick. I thought at one point
in the last several years that, well, more than one, we've had several discussions on FOIA, and that they have to basically be narrow. You can't go through a fishing expedition and say, I want to see everything that you've done from this date to that date, that there has to be a definitive request.
Mike Migliore, Council to Council. Generally, what you're saying is accurate. It is going to be dependent upon facts of each case, but yeah, I mean, there are certain things. If you say, give me all your emails for the last 5 years, I'm going to deny it, because under 10,002 L6, it's applicable. You can't go on a fishing expedition. It's no different than in litigation.
But I also thought that Mr. Smiley sent an email out saying that he had pulled all emails, whatever the category was, that went from you to her.
I FOIA'd
and the clerk put those on file in the clerk's office for anybody that wanted to go in and look at them.
Yes.
Correct. That was the answer.
So, are all the emails now on file?
That George pulled. I looked at them.
You did look at them?
I did.
Okay.
Very boring.
So, as Council President looked at them? Council President,
I have put in a FOIA request based upon the statement that I made.
Have you looked at the emails on file?
Let me clarify. The statement that you made was that
I
sent it to you, not anyone else. To you.
That's not what I said, Mr. Smiley.
This is one of those cases.
That's not what I said.
You can blame everyone else. Listen to your recording. Listen to the recording. Okay? Of course, you have to be able to access the internet for that.
This is a pattern of harassment that you are perpetrating.
Yeah. Call it what you
incessant.
Want. I'd love for you to
and
file a charge against me.
And
do
this to the Menon Council.
I'd love for you to file a charge against me, because you keep making accusations about everybody and they're claiming that's not what you said. This is going to
moving
keep coming
on.
Until you do it.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.
There was no second.